Begin the current daf and start the second daf lamed hey. We begin amid beis. We begin terz masta. Begin words of the gemara. The chesiv, like it says, the pasuk at least a sechem sheizim. It says two times there's a sechem. Maybe over there it's going to exclude that much more, but maybe generally it wouldn't be so much excluded. Which takes the point. I said avgav the tavayu the shinan. Although these two terminologies we really use for exposition, the menachas very bishmol and amsal zayin menalos. The moute first of all to exclude isis now created over gentile basis hektish. And the dough of hektish. The oy more bedorish than pregresh against expand the chulnev kofas hamahem and beis lechdevi sasechem to say that it needs to be used for it has to have a certain amount of how much the dough is, which is kasher isis midbar like the dough of the midbar. So we're using both these terminologies. So what are we saying? It's like extra to use exclusion. So it says you're at hachadich b'alma who here it's just the gemara just using it as a rejection, but not necessarily as a definitive argument. Can you next taste the mask to begin with the words of the gemara? The problem is of using Trimatira is because you're going to make it vulnerable to and susceptible to Tumah. How so? Because Shalulav Kamashu Agud, because the lulav, as it is bundled, nice and nice and mavayim, because the shleich mashi put into the water so that it shouldn't wither. Like we learn later on the pegged of Mbezim and Alf. And they put it back into the water. Now, when you take it, Naitfe Mema Bala Asterik, the water's going to drip on the Asterik, and therefore that's going to make it susceptible to Tumah, and that you're not supposed to do the Trumah. Which Chayes also points out, the Gemara could have also just said, Ikka Benayim Shekva Hosha. The difference between them is if it's already been susceptible, then according to the one that says it was Hosha, you'd be permitted to make it. According to the Mafsid, it would be forbidden. And that would have been also another difference. Continuing with the next Chayes, and also to begin with the words of the Gemara, the Ibayi, that if he wants to, we're going into my Mafke Nechse. This holds, yeah, you can be Mafke Nechasim, you'll be on the end if you're permitted. And therefore, you're able to use such an Esther of the Mai. Which Chayes says actually lamed tzarich laitama. Really, the Gemara didn't need this reason. El mishum diyesh b'heta achil al ani. It's very simple because it's permitted to be eaten by an ani. Kamei lisa, just like we say by yisa, the nafik b'shal truma, he could use asrik of truma, the chazakayin, because it's for a kind to eat it. Same thing goes over here. He doesn't have to actually be able to be ani himself. With the kavas of pekman found, so too in the Gemara Shabbos kavach chabzayim aveis that mentioned over the truma demayim that you could clear out for the guests from the storehouse if you need the place. That you need a place to sit. The Prophet one of them asked, Demai halachosli, what do you mean? It's mukta, because there's no utility of demai, like tavel. Mashanik Mar answers, no, keep demai mafkil, let's say if he wants, he can make his nachos mafka, and then he'll be able to use it, so it's not mukta, which says, if I'm a Muslim member, really, the Gemara could have said, there's also a halachosli ani, since it's fit for an ani. Keichad the shari hosim chumim biad Yisrael, just like Yisrael's out of chumim, hoi bachaz a kain, since it's fit for a kain, they're also, again, the same point Tais is making you have over there. Now, over here, the Perek become Arvin, regarding the Gemara, Erev, Nav, Lamed, Alf, Menav, now we learn the Mishnah Arvin, Mai, you can make an Erev, Chatzeres, and Tchumen with Demai. In fact, we're going to more, the Gemara explains, Mishnah, the boy, Mavka, not say, if he wants, he can make his Nachaz, Mavka. So it's like, yeah, Hasan, Nicha, there makes sense. It's a Lohut Taima that, yeah, we had to say that reason, and not just because it's fit for someone else, the Yashra for like a Sumchas. That's because we want to resolve even like a Sumchas, the Palagai Yisrael Betrumah. He actually disagrees with Allah Chav Yisrael using Truma, because it's not valid because someone else could use it. However, regarding this, Allah is not going to disagree, because again, it could be even for the person himself by being maskered. But the other places, Taisa says, was unnecessary. Continuing with the next Taisa, the Master begins with the words of the Gemara. Mechil Nesanim Demai. You can give paupers Demai, the Chasanoim Demai, and the soldiers Demai. Which is a mission in Perigimel Edmai. And actually, Pligi B'Gemara the Yerushalmi, this Machlik is in the Gemara of the Yerushalmi, qualifying the Salah. Rabbi Yoina Omer, he says, Banim Chaveim, regarding that you give the paupers a specific Tamat Chacham. Bachsanya Kirbishua, regarding Chsanya, it's like Kirbishua, the Mefarash Osam, Shem Yisrael, which explains that these soldiers are Jewish. But B'Yisim, he says, Banim Ami Oretzi, the paupers are Amratzen, but Bachsanya Nachri, and the soldiers are Gentiles. Couldn't next taste the Master begin the words of the Gemara? Rav Rav Funa says, and Tanu within the Brisa, Beshami said, no, Emachim, you cannot give Anim and the Achsanoim from Demai. Now, Stamas mean, Besach is Demai, and whereas the enormous Mishnah is Demai, that says the Machil that you could eat, again, that's like Besil. It says, Betam, it's a wonder. My command, Rav Funa, what's Rav Funa teaching us? Bemai, the Beshami Pligi, the teaching of Brisa, Beshami disagree. Now, so says, Vikal Shnu, you could answer, you could Mishan Pek Basli, you have like the Gemara answer in the last break, you have a Kofi Bezim and Alf. Now, we learn the Mishnah Masin, Alpi Baskel, that we can marry a woman based on the heavenly voice that says that person passed away. And I'm going to have a Bar Shmuel, but Gemara says, B'Shamer, Emesim, B'Shamer says, no, you cannot marry. B'Shamer, Emesim, Emesim, you could marry. What's the chiddush? What do you have to tell us? Bishamah disagrees. You don't pass on Bishamah anyway. Mishani, the more answers, don't come. What's coming to tell us is Nimeshkach Hashtam at the time you must see that refined anonymous brisa that says you cannot marry off. It's not a contradiction. Bishamah, it's Bishamah. Listen, Mechina, let me not rely on that. That would be the same thing over here. Continue with the next tesis. The Maskel Tet begins with the words of the Gemara. Also, Chazal Zaruba. If you have these small little blisters on the majority of the essay, that's going to be possible. Now, Bishamah Mashmah Gesas Nishamah, it sounds like a little bit the Yom Tov Rishon Davka Mitzvah. Specifically, the first of Yom Tov is going to be possible because of Chaser. It reaches very frequently, like we explained in the beginning of the parak, which Lekichatamam is only a problem the Yom Rishon. Continue with the next Taisa, the Maskel Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, not Lechnasim. If you take the pitam off, it's going to be pasul, and the Braisa says it's like the word of taking away the pesel, which the Mesnitin Perish Bekundras, Rashi in the Mishnah explains, B'Shem Reb Yaakov Azokan, Nitla Pit Masai, what does it mean the pitam is taken away? Resha Esrog, it's the top of the Esrog, which is that little woody part from the branch that's on top of the Esrog. But the Gmasai have Pit Masharim, and similarly we find like what's a similar parallel by a pomegranate, which has a pitam on the top. That's that bud, that's the same thing by the Esrog. Now, the Kampish, but here Rashi explains, the Rizchel bin Elazar, Korbim Snitin, Lahaybet Masa Buchnasa. Why did he call in his Braisa, his Mishnah, Pitim Buchnasa? The Fishu Chad, because it's pointy, Basikim in Buchnas, made like a pestle. Now, Meshem Rabbit bin Yitzchel Levi Pirish, brings a different interpretation, the Pit Masa Buchnasa, which we're saying, if the Uketz was taken away, it's pestle, and Pitim is kosher, Pitim is pestle, Uketz is kosher, says Shnei Bazalim, they're both by the tail. It's just uktzai ishnitl eitz mashachutz as we continue to lamavom and alv mashachutz laguma shav esrog. That's kosher. That if what's taken from the pitim, what's out of the pit, not in the concave of the esrog, that's gonna be kosher. Pit masa ishnitl shuktz mitoche esrog. It's taken from the tail, what's in the concave, in the cavity of the esrog, b'chaser, and therefore it's like missing from the esrog. Think of the puzzle there, it's gonna be invalid. And that's why behind her mitzvah laws and not the buchnasa. That's why he calls it the pitim as buchna as the pestle, which is mashnichnas pitach esrog. This part that goes into the esrog kabuchna hanichnas samak basis, just like the pestle which goes inside and which smashes the herbs in the mortar itself. But mehikshu b'kunchal, the Rashi asks on this interpretation because he says lemetin b'chamakim pitim ukritz. We don't find anywhere that the pitim is called ukritz, like as if it's the same thing. Just one is the inner part, one is the outer part. Now the Rebbeinu Tamefar she explains, yes, mehitin ukritz a pitim b'chamakim. He says you do find it's in the same place. We find what's the signs of maturity of a girl. The Talmud in the Mishnah Mizanah ben Azayim, he says, "Mishtashcha pit masai," when the pitim, the edge of the nipple becomes black. Beisim, he says, "Kedeshay noisin yodai al ukitz," is that if a person puts his hand on the ukitz, the point, bushekea, and it submerges into the woman's breast, v'shay lachs, and it delays from coming back right away. Where the ukitz, what's the ukitz? Huchude shaldad. It's the point of the nipple of the breast. Shatinik machlas tekpiv that the infant puts into his mouth. And what's a pitma? Who abasa shatachas ukitz? It's the flesh beneath the point of the nipple. Shemashkasav, which is the areola, which gets black around. So you see that that's exactly what the pitim and the ukitz is. I'm confessing there is a little bit of what it seems. When the maskah can't get the esrog, it's not right. The mention of it by the esrog pit masay beuktzay bechutmay mentions these terminologies: the pitim, the ukitz, and the nose. B'chinam mehasim gavi dadi isha. Same also over there by the ground in the breast of a woman. So mash mitzalzik shleish of makam echad that all three are in the same place. L'tagreisha shleish towards the top of the esrog, where the ukitz pa'am shayitzim mechuday shemereishay. Sometimes it sticks out from the point on the top. Kimin ukitz boilet v'kashak eitz. Like a point that's sticking out and hard like a piece of wood. That's why it's called ukitz, like that of the tree. And nitla pit masai. This is what we're saying, that if the pitim is taken away, the hainu buchnasai, that's the pesla hainu shenitlish isa ukitz milkim chabur. It's detached from where it's attached. And benishri kamin guma v'resh esrog, and it's left like a cavity at the top of the esrog. Now the paragates of daif in Pirish Bukunches over there, and Nida Rashi explains that when Rabbi Yechon Rikas says, now, when the tip of the nose of the woman's breast turns dark, then she's a begeris. The nose is suffic, doubt. In other words, you don't know what's exactly the place of, so to speak, the nose of the breast of the woman. Now, the kampirish, b'chaitmai afil b'mashu. And here he explains that by the chazazis of the esrog, that by the nose, it's possible even with a minute amount. which is Hanir Bo'ivi Goivi, which Rashi says, which is seen by the thickness of the height. Shemeshapeya Beyer Latzarosha, that slants and goes towards the top. That's considered the Makom Achoit. Now, Mishami Amr, Nitla Pitmasa, and Mishami says that if the pitim was taken off, Taman Amri, there they say, Sheshantai. Mashmul Shalatzarosha sounds like that's towards the top part. Kein Perk Sheshan, like the blossom of the Sheshan, which is like Rashi, not like the Real Levi, which is towards the Okutz. Now, Ba'arch Perish B'Shem Rach, and the Arch explains in the name of Ben Chananel, that Nitla Pitmasai is Niran Hadvam Shu Dad Shalchaitim. What is that? That's the stick that comes out of the nose. K'min Pitma Shal Dad. Like the Pitim of the breast. K'dnan, like Lundin Vishm Sechtes Okutzin, Pitma Shal Rimoin, the Pitim of a pomegranate, which is that same thing, which is towards the top of the Esrog. This Rabbi Yitzchak says that if the buchna was taken away, who could say how it's a nose of the esrog? That's the tip of the wood that's put into the esrog towards its tail. Like we find over in Sechtes Chulnaf and Beis and Beis, hi de atma, this thigh, the bone, the thigh bone, the shaf meduchte, they got removed from its place, which is by the tail bone. That's trefa. So, from his interpretation, it sounds like the pitmasa b'chnasai, that the pitim and the buchna are trimming in it. They're actually two different things. One's by the tail, one's by the head. He's not coming to explain the Mishnah regarding netl pitmasa. He's coming to add on the Mishnah that also if buchnasai was taken, which is the bottom okets, that's going to be possible. But Rishim ben Gishma, our God, the pishma aruch, kipishma ben Yisrael by Yehuda Halevi. So it comes out that according to Rashi, that the pitim that's pasul, which is buchnasai, is in the top of the esrog, which is like the pasul, and the ukitz, which is by the tail of the esrog, which hangs from the tree, that's going to be kosher. But Rashi brings in Nimr ben Yisrael Levi that both are by the tail of the esrog, the part that's attached to the tree, and the pitim is the part that's inside the esrog, and therefore it's like missing from it. And that's the buchnasa, which is the inner part. The ukit is the part of the tree that's out of the estric, which Rashi rejected this interpretation because he says you don't find anywhere the pitim and ukit is in the same place, which Taisa, however, brought that we do find by the Simon and Bagris that it's in the same place. But in Tama explained that the pitim and ukit are both by the top of the estric. The pitim that's invalid is when the point that's in the top of the estric where it's connected, so it's like a cavity in the estric. And the ukitz is the part that's sticking out of the esrog. The Aruch explains that the pitim is the part that's by the top of the esrog, and the buchnasai is that by the tail of the esrog. And so Rizal is not coming to explain the Mishnah, he's coming to add on to the Mishnah, what's going to be the psul of nitla buchnasai. The Yusham explains the pitim is by the top of the esrog, but it disagrees in the Bavli and holds that the pitim is the sheshanta, which is the top of the pitim, that even if that's missing, it's going to be possible.